Hey y'all, I'm 30. Welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. This is Turning 30, part 2. Don't forget, light up when you hear that. Grab your cup, glasses, whatever you need. Whether you need a drink or a blunt, let's get it together. Just don't let me hear you out there saying you're doing a bump, alright? Biggest question that I ask myself is, was it worth it? Was anything I have ever done, anything, anyone that I've came across, anybody who I've become friends with, was it worth it? Was it worth all the moments being with people that they told me I gotta do things alone? That now or whenever I'm alone, that I feel like I should have somebody with me. And I'm not talking about a significant other. I'm just talking about like a business partner or, you know what I mean? Just a friend who will tell it like it is. A critic who will tell it like it is. You know what I mean? Sometimes they say critics wind up becoming friends with the actual artist. And I can understand why, because a lot of those critics won't bullshit. They won't sugarcoat for you. They won't tell you, oh yeah, your work is so great, and it's not. They will treat you like you treat yourself. Oh, I see this flaw in my art. They're going to see the flaw in your art. And if they don't see the flaw, they'll pick out flaws. But it'll be the flaws that you're like, wow, I thought I was hard on myself. There's someone harder on me than me, which might be what we need sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That might just be what we need sometimes. Because, you know, for somebody to be harder on us than ourselves is rare to find. You know what I mean? It's super, super rare to find. Because it's so many things that are involved with it. You know what I mean? It's so many things that are involved with it. Like, for instance, right? Fucking, like, you might find yourself in one state of mind, right? Yeah, damn. I finally got recognized for the work I did. And next thing you know, you're looking at it like, I did it, but it doesn't feel like I've done enough. It still doesn't feel like I've done enough. Because no matter what we do, we'll always feel like it's not enough. You know what I mean? No matter how much money you make, it's never enough money. No matter how much money you saved, it's never enough money. No matter how much you try, it's never enough. No matter what we do, we're always going to be living, whether it be physically, spiritually, or mentally, above our expectations, above what we already put in. Right? Your phone bill has been the same phone bill for 2 years because you've had the same job. The moment that rates go up, everything else goes up too. Now your phone bill's higher. It should be cheaper if I'm staying with you guys for longer. You know what I mean? Like, it comes to a point where we do things for a certain amount of time and we're like, yo, I should get more recognition for what I have done. And that's what makes us feel like, yo, it's still not enough. You know what I mean? McDonald's put 1 million served on all their signs. Still ain't enough. Still wasn't enough. They still was out here doing movies and videos on trying to get people to taste McDonald's for the first time all across the world for anyone who's never eaten McDonald's. How could McDonald's have that technology before the fucking government? because they were so hell-bent on trying to be the best, trying to get everyone's criticism, not just the 100 people that's in their neighborhood, not just the 20 people in a different city, the 30 people in different states, the 500 people around the world. No, they were trying to reach every single household. They were trying to put a McDonald's meal in every single stomach, at least a bite. Because the way they saw it, once you try it, you won't not want to try it. Not only because of, oh, it tastes good, but because of how cheap it is. If you notice that a lot of these fast food restaurants are cheaper than the local corner stores that we buy food from every day. Because it costs more money to be healthy than to sell us garbage. For a lot of businesses, they make their money off of selling us bullshit. Right? Even the apps we use, some of the social media sites, they take advantage of people who don't have much, because they'll give you this expectation. Oh, I can help you for $10 a week, $10 a day. I can help you reach this. I can help you reach that. But you're wondering why you still keep seeing infomercials and why you're clicking on stories of people who you follow. And in between stories of people who you follow, people who you aren't even following, stories are coming up on your timeline and not even as an advertisement. How come you can send these people to me, but you can't send me to these people? I know these motherfuckers is not paying to monetize all their sites. It's impossible. I'm not saying that they're not doing it, but what I'm saying is, what's the point of me sitting up here looking at my social media and my social media telling me, hey, you can monetize for just $5 a week, $5 a month, and I'm still not getting no type of, you know what I mean, no type of feedback. I'm not getting no new followers. I'm not getting no new views. So what the fuck am I monetizing for? I'm monetizing for me to pay your company that has been doing shit for free for so long. You know what I mean? You've been allowing people to come on here and create accounts and all that shit for free. And then, boom, you realize that the fucking marketing companies, the people who actually have advertisements on the internet, are not going to pay you as much as we, the people, could pay you simply for you to give us a false quote. Oh, yeah, I can help you reach 1,000 viewers. By the time they took your fucking money, you don't even have 100 more viewers. And they say, oh, it's your content. It's your content. If it was my content, then why are other people doing exactly what the fuck I did to make it? I don't get it. And that's the reason why, like, a lot of the time I have refused to become something different. Because no matter how much you change, no one will accept you. It'll always be someone who won't accept you for what you have become. What you have tried to portray. It's always gonna be someone who's like, nah, I don't like that portion of you. I don't like that portion of you. Because you cannot please everyone. The only person who you can really please or try to please in this life all the time is yourself. Because you're the only motherfucker who really can bring yourself happiness. And me being 30, I'm realizing, like, it's a lot of bullshit that goes on with a lot of the ways we try to make it. Whether we want to make our own business, you got to pay for fucking marketing, advertising, branding, merchandise. Rather you're starting a podcast, you gotta have conversations, content, shit that draw people in. And most of the time, even when you have a podcast, they still want video. Even though a podcast is audio, they still want video. You know what I mean? So now you gotta figure out a way to create video content on top of creating video content on social media every day. You know what I mean? On top of trying to sit up here and build yourself every day, you still have to try and find ways to build up how people view you. Because how people view you, it shouldn't matter, but it does to majority of the world. Oh, you seem like a nice person. And that's all good and dandy until people keep ripping you off. Oh, you seem like an asshole. And that's all good and dandy until nobody wants to work with you. Oh, you seem like you've got it all figured out. Nobody wants to work with you because you seem like you know it all. You seem like you got it all together. Regardless, it'll always be some type of roadblock interfering with trying to connect with people. Because everyone will feel like the level they're on, nobody is on. Although we all want the same type of success, comfortability. I barely paid attention to anything, right? Throughout the majority of my life, right? Barely paid attention to shit jack, right? But one thing I did pay attention to was the simple fact that nobody will ever treat you the same way that you want to be treated unless you realize your worth. And I know I'm worth $1 trillion, so I'm expecting people to treat me like that. And when they don't, I can't be upset, because then I have to look at my own behavior. Well, did I act like I was worth $1 trillion? Do people see my mindset? Do people understand my mindset? Will people ever understand my mindset? Those are questions that I really shouldn't ask myself, because, to be honest, we shouldn't give a fuck about what anyone else thinks of us. Because the fact of the matter is sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you don't want to. Majority of the time in life, we got to do what we got to do, and we don't want to. But we have to. Because the world don't stop spinning, time doesn't stop, and people don't stop needing other people. So we shouldn't stop giving ourselves to other people. But at the same time, you can't make yourself accessible to everyone all the time, because then people will realize, because you're accessible, are you really as valuable as you say you are? If they can access you for free all the time? Yeah. At times when I'm talking to people, I was like, I got a podcast, y'all got a clothing line. And yeah, I seem like I got it all figured out, but just like anybody who tries to become an entrepreneur, shit ain't never as well as you want it to start off. It ain't never picking up as fast as you want it. But you started, which means it keep going. That's what everybody keep telling me. Everybody keeps saying, keep going, keep going. You know, I like what you're doing. Keep going, keep going, keep going. I can't tell that y'all like it. Besides when you say it. You know what I'm saying? I don't got it all figured out. I have no fucking clue what's going on. All I know is whatever I started, gotta keep doing it until I'm exhausted from it, until I can't picture myself doing that shit anymore. Because the moment I give up, I'm a quitter. The moment I stop doing me, the moment I stop doing what I feel like is right for me, I'm probably dead. I don't mean physically, I'm just talking mentally, spiritually exhausted, you know? To the point where it's like, I don't even want to do anything else. You know, I've tried, I've exhausted all my resources with myself. Not my existential resources, not my outer state, out of body, out of, you know what I'm saying, out of mind resource, but just my own. You know what I'm saying? And it's one thing that living in America should teach us, and as that we use everyone else's resources so we don't have to use ours. It's crazy, but that's just the way it is. With me, the way I see it is, if I ain't got it, either I ain't meant to have it right now, or I ain't meant to have it at all. If it don't come like how I want it to come, I'm probably just gonna have to wait my turn or not do it at all. I'm not okay with that. Like, yeah, I beat statistics. You know what I'm saying? We don't live past 21. We don't live past 25. Yeah, I got a felony just like anybody. But the simple fact that I sat up here and tried to make the best out of some of the worst possible situations still contributes to me realizing who I am. You know what I mean? And I'm not a quitter. I'm not somebody who's gonna give up. And I've realized my loyalty factor, because like I've been loyal to so many other situations, but not to my own. You know what I mean? And me being 30 now, I'm like, you know, I want to be on my own good buddy list. You know what I'm saying? My own heads up list. Oh man, myself is who you got to look out for. But I can't fathom being a selfish individual like that. I don't know. I just can't fathom me not wanting to do good throughout my day. Like, I can see, like, all right, cool, I don't help nobody all day, I don't talk to nobody all day. Yeah, it happens. But like legitimately, like, it'll be times where things happen right in front of you and it's like, yo, how could you not help but to lend a hand? You know what I'm saying? Somebody bag rip, how could you not? The can rolls towards you. How could you not pick up the can and just walk past them? You know what I'm saying? And the can done hit your foot, or the bag done rolled your way. Don't get upset and scream at them about it. Nah. Lend a hand. Because sometimes the hands that come might not have money in it, but it's still a resource for help, still a resource for help. But what's next? More podcast episodes, more different clothing designs, hopefully a storefront, either a storefront or like a studio. I'll take like a studio apartment and turn that bitch out of something. You know what I mean? But I know it's nowhere to go from here but up. Yeah, it's going to be definitely some downs that's going to come with this, but Definitely a lot of ups. Definitely a lot of ups. Because that's really all I'm going to be focused on is trying to get up. Because I feel so down, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel so down. But with that being said, let me sip my drink. Take a sip for y'all. All right, spark this blunt back up. All right. Right. And don't forget, y'all, subscribe to all platforms. You know what I mean? You can just Google Hibachi 420. The link tree will come up. Link tree is also in the bio of every episode. Check out the clothing line on Teespring.com/Hibachi. And stay high, y'all. Stay positive. This is hard to do nowadays.